Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
Open your Bibles with me tonight to Numbers chapter 13. We're talking about how to stay positive in a negative world. How to stay positive in a negative world. I don't believe as Christians God wants us to be average. I do not believe He wants us to be average. The definition of average, John Maxwell said, it's the worst of the best and the best of the worst. I'll say that again. John Maxwell said the definition of average is the worst of the best and the best of the worst. In other words, it's not good. And the world is average. I don't want you to be average. I don't want to be an average pastor. I don't want to be an average 65-year-old. I don't want to be an average Christian. Amen. I want to be above average. I want to stand out. I want you to stand out. I don't want you to be average. I want you light to shine. Amen. Today I was counseling with someone and they asked me that question. They said, Pastor, I don't want to be average. How do I keep from being average? How do I be above average? That was this afternoon. I was counseling somebody here at church. How do I be above average? And you know, I remember when I was back in college, Kim and I were going to college, and we went home during a holiday break, and I met with my pastor, and I kind of asked him the same question. I said to him, Pastor, I don't want to be an average pastor. I don't want to be an average teacher. I don't want to be an average leader. I don't want to be an average father or husband. I said, where do I start? And here's what he told me. Dave, I want you to go get the book by Norman Vincent Peale called The Power of Positive Thinking. That's what my pastor told me. When I told him, I don't want to be average, where do I start? He said, you start with your attitude. You start with your attitude. If you want to stand out above the crowd, if you don't want to be average, if you don't want to be part of the majority, if you want to stand head and shoulders above everybody else, it starts with our attitude. I really do believe that attitude determines our altitude. I really do believe that with all of my heart. So I want to share with you, we're talking on Wednesday nights on how to be positive in a negative world. Because people who are positive and have a positive attitude, they stand out, don't they, church? They make more money. They make more money. They have healthier relationships, and they have better health. It's all documented. So tonight I'm dealing with your health, your career, your family, trying to solve the problem with your promotion. Amen. The problem is negativity. The solution is being positive in a negative world. How do we do that? I'm going to give you four ways to do it tonight. But can we build scripture first? We love the word, right, church? So let's look at it, Numbers chapter 13. This is the story of the 12 spies that were sent out into the promised land. The promised land represents God's best for you and me. And the majority came back with a negative report. The two came back with a good report. The two that came back with a good report, does anybody remember their names? Joshua and Caleb. So notice, they came back with what kind of a report? A good report. Now that's huge. You remember that? Now take that and go, I'm just saying in your mind, you go to Hebrews chapter 11, which is the heroes of faith. And it says they all obtained a good report by faith. They all obtained a good report. Everyone say good report by faith. So a good report is a faith report, right? And a negative report is a unfaith or unbelief. Negativity is unbelief. So here the two came back and look what it says here. So the majority, everyone say majority. I do not want to be like the majority. I do not want to be average. I don't want you to be average. I don't want our church to be average. I don't want my family to be average. I want to be above average. I want to stand out. I want to be that witness that God wants you and I to be. And to do that, you're going to have to be positive in a negative world. And so notice here, he says the majority a report of the spies were what? Negative. And the Bible calls that an evil report. So negativity is evil. Negativity is evil. Now, we were born negative. Negativity comes natural because we live in a broken, cursed world. So we're going to have to work at being positive. Come on, somebody. We're going to have to work at being positive. I wish I could give you a pill. I wish I could take a pill. I wish there was a vitamin for it, but there's not. It takes effort. It takes being intentional. It takes being on purpose. It takes consistency. It takes daily doing the habits that build a positive attitude into our life. Positive people are promoted quicker than negative. Positive people make more money than negative people. Positive people attract the provision for the dream that God gave them. Negativity repels. Negativity stifles. Negativity limits. Negativity restricts and restrains. Are you with me, family? I love negative people, but I don't like to hang with them because that spirit jumps off on me. It jumps off on you. And then it will sabotage what God wants to do in your life. Negativity limits God. Negativity limits God. Mark 9, verse 23 says, if you can believe, all things are possible. I like that, don't you, church? So he says that the majority, so you and I don't want to be like the majority. The majority of the people in the world are negative. And this was called a negative, or King James Version says, evil. Negative, evil report. Well, what is an evil report? I've taught you that Scripture interprets Scripture. Scripture interprets Scripture. Don't let people interpret it for you. Let Scripture interpret Scripture. So what is a negative report? It's an evil report. What's an evil report? Let's go to the Bible and find out. Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 12. Hebrews chapter 3. That's not Hebrews, guys. That's Numbers. There we go. Take heed, brethren, lest there be any of you with an what? Evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. So what is an evil report? A heart of unbelief. An evil report is a negative report. An evil report is a negative attitude. A negative attitude is what? Unbelief. Sarcastic, limiting, restraining, and stopping God from what he wants to do in our life. You and I are to believe big, expect big, have a positive attitude. We're to believe in a God who's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you can or think. Above all you can ask or think. He can do according to how you think. God can only do according to how you think. God can only do according to how you think. So if you think negative, we restrict him. If we think positive, we release him. If we think negative, that's an act of unbelief. If we think positive, that's an act of faith. I'm all for positive faith in a big God who wants to make your 2020 the best year of your life. Do you have 2020 vision for 2020? Come on, sirs. Do you have a 2020 vision from God for 2020? So I want you to take inventory right now. I want you to think with me right now. Let's stop. Selah, how's your attitude tonight? How is your attitude tonight? You know, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. But you and I do know the people we run with, we hang with, what's on them jumps on us. And we do know that spirits are contagious. Spirits are contagious. So, you know, life hurts and we all go through disappointments and we all go through rejection and we all go through, you know, setbacks and disappointments. But how are we handling that? How are we responding to that? How is your attitude tonight? I think we need an attitude adjuster, right? Someone said, you know, we need a checkup from the neck up. A checkup from the neck up. Somebody said that some people have a hardening of the attitudes. Hardening of the attitudes, not arteries. Hardening of the attitudes. You know, it really takes work, doesn't it, to be in the world and not get hard like the world, to be in the world and not get negative like the world. Any old dead fish can go downstream. It takes a live fish to go upstream. Anybody can run with the pack. Anybody can run with the majority. It takes really a born-again, spirit-filled, Bible-believing believer to stand head and shoulders, stand out, stand above all the rest, and be up in a down world. Be positive in a negative world. And I promise you, life will be better if you have a positive attitude. But it's not natural. It's not automatic. We have to work at it. Right, church? I'm going to show you four ways how to do that tonight. All right, so let's look at Romans chapter 12. Romans 12. I get this question a lot in ministry. Pastor, can I change? Pastor, people tell me that I can't change. I had people telling me, you know, when I was growing up, he'll never change. Anybody ever tell you that? Four honest people here tonight. We've all had people tell us, you'll never change. I mean, I've had people when I was growing up, elders, people, they'd say, yo, Dave, you're just never going to change. You're always going to be that way. And I'm sure you're that way too. You've had people tell you that you can't change. I'm here to tell you tonight, you can change. We all can change. The question is, do we want to change? I'm coming over here. I got good news for you. You can change. I don't care what anybody has said about you, that you'll never change, you never get over it, never break the habit, never break the addiction, life will never improve. They're liar, liar, liar. Their pants are on fire. Because you can change. Anybody who wants to can change. We're finding that out in Celebrate Recovery, aren't we, Stephen Starr? Every Thursday night, Celebrate Recovery, helping people change. Okay? So let me show you from Scripture that anybody can change if they want to. Look at Romans 12. How do we change, Pastor? Don't copy the behavior and the customs of this world. Don't be like the majority. The majority is negative. The majority are unbelievers. The majority of people don't believe in God. Don't be like the world, but let God what? I'm all for transformation, aren't you? What is transformation? Change. Who can change us? God can. God can. We can't change ourselves, because I tried. How about y'all? Yeah, I tried to change myself. It just didn't work, right? But, you know, if we'll let God, God can transform us. And the word transform means change. So it says, let God. How many of you got to let God? Yeah. You got to let God. We got to surrender to God, right, church? So let God transform you into, can you become a new person? Oh, yeah. Can we change? According to the Bible, we can. Can we become a different person? According to the Bible, we can. You know, I grew up in a very wonderful Christian home growing up. You know, my mom and dad, they love God. They were awesome parents. They're both in heaven. I can't wait to see them. I owe them everything. But you know what? They were kind of negative. You know, my dad was a deacon in the church. And when I was away at college, the pastor of that church called me up. In Bible college, he said, Dave, would you talk to your dad? My dad was on his deacon board. He said, your dad is just so negative. Your dad just wants to limit every time I cast a vision for something. Your dad is the leader of limiting it and saying why it won't work. Could you talk to your dad? I said, I'll pray about it. I didn't talk to him, praise the Lord. I prayed for him. But, you know, we all can relate, can't we? You know, coming from families that people say, you'll never change. Your dad, your mom was so negative and cynical and critical and angry and bitter and hurt and whatever. I'm telling you, you can change. We can change if we let God change us. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, how is he going to transform us? He said he can make us a brand new person. How are you going to do it, God? Changing the way you. So my life can change. I can go from being negative to being a positive person, unbelief to being a believer, thinking small to thinking big, thinking little to thinking large. I can do that. How? By changing the way I think. My life won't change until I change the way I think. My life won't change until I change the way I. See, as parents, you don't want to work on your children's behavior. You want to work on their thinking. You know, we correct the behavior, but you want to work on their thinking, because their behavior is a reflection of their thinking. What you're thinking, you're feeling. What you're thinking, you're believing, you're doing. What your children are doing is a result of what they're thinking. Yeah? So if I want to change someone's behavior, I don't work on the behavior, I work on their thinking. Because according to the Word of God, we all can change no matter what anybody has said about us. But we can't do it on our own, but God can do it. Because God can do all things if we'll let Him. All things are possible to those who believe. Wow. Well, God, how are you going to do it? He's going to do it by changing the way we think. From negative, doubt, unbelief thoughts to thoughts that are of faith and belief and can-do thoughts. Amen, church. So how do we change? By changing the way we think. How do we change? By changing the way we think. So you and I then should work on controlling our thought life. You and I should work on controlling our thought life. You know, can we control our thoughts? Yeah. You know, I like what one person said. You can't keep the birds from flying over your head, but you can keep them from building a nest in your hair. That's deep, right? Y'all know what that means. Negative thoughts come to all of us, but don't give them real estate in your head. Negative thoughts come to all of us, but don't give them real estate in your head. What does that mean, Pastor? Don't dwell on them. Cast them down. Take authority. See, that doesn't line up with the person God wants me to be, what God wants me to have, what God wants me to do. I cast down every thought that contradicts God's thoughts, which is the Word of God. Are you with me, family? So everybody can change. How do we change? With God's help. How does God change us? By changing the way we think. By changing the way we think. So all change starts in the thought life. All change starts in the thought life. All change starts in the thought life. Negative thoughts, negative life. Positive thoughts, positive life. I asked my pastor, how do I become above average? He said, it starts with your attitude. Attitude, attitude, attitude. My attitude is a result of my thought life. My thought life. You still with me, man? Okay, so let me give you another scripture then. I love this. So in order for us to change, we have to change the way we think. Right, church? Let me give you some scriptures here. I think the guys have got them. Psalm 16. Can we go to the scriptures now, guys? Ooh, I like this. Ooh, I like this. So what should we do? We should feed our mind the Word of God. We should fill our mind with the Word of God. I'm giving you words with F. We should fix our mind on the Word of God. We should focus our mind on the Word of God. When should we do it? First thing in the morning. I was up at 3 o'clock. I've been up since 3 a.m. today. I've been up since 3 a.m. Couldn't sleep. Got up this morning. And I just said, I'm going to fill my mind with the Word of God. Right? Fill your mind with the Word of God. Focus your mind on the Word of God. Fix your mind on the Word of God. And fill your mind with the Word of God. A mind filled with the Word of God will produce a fulfilled life. A mind filled with the Word of God, filled with the Word of God, will create a fulfilled, fulfilled life. Am I communicating, church? So look what this says. I praise you, Lord, because you're my guide. Wow. Say it with me. I'm his sheep. He's my shepherd. I hear his voice. Wow. He's your guide. So I will praise you, Lord, for you are my guide, even in the darkest night. 3 a.m. this morning for me. Even in the darkest night, your teachings, not social media, not the internet in the middle of the night, not things I shouldn't be watching or listening to, but what's going to fill my mind in the middle of the night? Your word. Your teachings fill my mind. Isn't that good? So when you wake up, got a panic attack, what do? Fill your mind with the Word of God. So when you're worried about your marriage, your money, your health, your future, your retirement, your kids, your grandkids, them away at school, what do? Instead of a panic attack, what do? You fill your mind with the Word of God. Because God's Word is God's thoughts. God's Word is God's thoughts. You're putting God's thoughts in your mind. And God's thoughts in your mind will change your life. Ooh, can we have a praise break? Oh, come on. Let's thank God he's doing something right now. There's an anointing. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I will praise you, Lord, because you're my guide. Even at 3 a.m. in the morning, your word fills my mind. Let me give you another scripture. It goes along with it. Psalm 119. Psalm 119, 97 through 101. Watch it now, family. I deeply love your law. We could say the word, the Bible. I deeply love the word. I think about it just on Wednesday nights. Wow. So it's intentional. It's on purpose. Put it on 3x5 cards. Put it on your notifications. Put it on your computer screen. Put it on your smartphone screen. Fill your house with it. Put it on the mirror. Put it on the sun visor in your car. Do whatever you have to do so throughout the day you begin to fill your mind with God's word, which is God's thoughts that get in your head, and you'll have God's life. Well, abundant life. So look, I deeply love the word of God. I think, Daniel taught us on meditation on Wednesday night. Y'all remember that? I think about it all day long. That's lifestyle. Not once in a while. Not just when I get in trouble. Not just on Saturday night or Sunday. But it's a lifestyle because I want the God kind of life. So instead of thinking about the negative, I'm going to think on the positive, God's word. Instead of having an evil report like the world, I'm going to have a good report. Instead of not changing, I am going to change. And 2020 is going to be the best year of your life. Because you're going to be a new person for a new year, a new level, a new season, new people, new skills, new strategy. Thus saith the Lord. Next verse, 98. Your word never leaves my mind. Oh my goodness. Think what we got to do to do that, family. Your word never leaves my mind. Boy, that's serious stuff right there, right? That's soaking your mind in the word of God, right? That's not casual. That's not carnal. That's not compromising. That's committed. You know, I think of Smith Wigglesworth. Anybody know who Smith Wigglesworth was? It said he never went anywhere without a little New Testament on the inside of his jacket. Never went anywhere without the Bible, little New Testament. Why? Because he'd pull it out and read it throughout the day. If we're really serious, and I know you are on Wednesday night, to having God's best, abundant life, promised land, a negative report will keep you out. A negative attitude will keep you out. But full of faith and a positive attitude of faith will take you in. How do I get it? Get God's thoughts in my head all day, all night. How do I do that? I think about it all day long. I muse, I meditate, I say it, I sing it, I speak it, I memorize it, personalize it, verbalize it, visualize it, day, night, night, and day. And Joshua said, then you will prosper and you will be in success everywhere you go. And as your pastor, I want you prospering, and I want you successful, and I want you above average, and I want you to stand out, and I want your life to be blessed. Wow. Your word will never leave my mind, and the word, makes me wiser than all my enemies. Ooh, glory to God. Next verse. Thinking, don't you love this in the contemporary English version? Now, y'all, I worked hard to find that version. Amen. Notice it says, thinking about your teaching. Not thinking about what's wrong in the world, what's negative in the world. The glass is half empty. It's half full. Not stoplights, go lights. Come on, somebody. You know, well, it sure is cold outside. Well, bless God, there's no wind. Find something to be positive about. And be contagious. Like giving people a cold, give them a positive attitude and change their life. So he said, think about your teaching gives me better understanding than not only my enemies, but all my teachers. Wow. Next verse. This is all about thinking about God's word. Obeying your word makes me wiser than those who have lived a long time. So maturity doesn't come through age. Maturity comes through what you're doing with your age. We're not going there, okay? We're not going to go there. Next verse. I obey your word instead of following a way that will lead me to trouble. Boy, how cool is that, church? Isn't that awesome? One more verse. I think it's Proverbs 4:23. Guys, this is a good one right here. We're not on the internet tonight, so we can say this out loud. Right, Daniel? Praise God. On the count of three, everybody, let's read this one. It's good. One, two, three. Your thoughts shape your life. Not the Democrats or the Republicans or white people or black people or brown people or red people or rich people or poor people or educated or non-educated or your community or the hood or the city or the government. No, 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 no. Your thoughts shape your life. How's your attitude tonight? And what have you been thinking lately and dwelling on? Because it will show up in our lifestyle. Negative thoughts equal a negative life. Positive thoughts equal a positive life. It's a law. Amen? It's called the law of attraction. Wow. I love this verse. It would do us to memorize it, put it on our screens, on our computer, our phone. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful. Give due diligence. Take time. Think about it. It's serious. It's important. Your life counts on it. Your kids' kids, your health, your money, your retirement, your future, your friends, everything. It depends on how you think, because your life is shaped by your thoughts. Big thoughts, big life. T.L. Osborne. Anybody ever heard about T.L. Osborne before? T.L. Osborne used to always say he had a big office because he needed a big office to think big thoughts. And that is a powerful principle, isn't it? You know, your environment that you create, you know, will help you either think right thoughts or wrong thoughts. Amen. It's so true. It's so true. So your life is shaped by your thought. Think big, big life. Think little, little life. Think lack, got lack. Think plenty, got plenty. Think abundance, got abundance. Think sickness, got sickness. Because our life is shaped by our thoughts. Our life, this is Bible, is shaped by our thoughts. Our life is shaped by our thoughts. Are you thinking increase, debt cancellation, promotion, blessing, household salvation, restoration, increase? Or are you thinking lack, not enough, you know, prejudice, racism, hurt, feel sorry for myself, self-pity, nobody likes me, nobody loves me, guess I'll go eat worms, long ones, skinny ones, fat ones, thin ones. That's what my dad used to sing to me, praise God, all right? So isn't that a powerful verse? So let me give you four ways now how you stay positive in a negative world. I've showed you the importance, right? The problem is negativity. That's the villain. That's the problem. That's holding people back. Negativity held the people back from the promised land, okay? So let me share with you these four steps on staying positive. You ready? Number one is you need a clear purpose. To help you stay positive, you need a clear purpose. The other day in staff meeting, one of the staff had the question, how do we help underperforming people on the dream team at our church who underperform? How do we get them to be high capacity people? And I said, people who underperform where you work is for two reasons. They don't know their purpose and they don't have a future. They don't know their purpose and they don't have a future. People who underperform on their job, they don't know their purpose and they don't have a future. People who know their purpose and know they have a future, they're performing. They're high capacity. They're overcomers. They're high achievers. They get promoted. They make the money. Does that make sense? Okay. So if we're going to stay up in a down world and we're going to stay positive so God can do great things in our life and so we can be a witness and we can be above average, we can be light to the world, we can be an answer, we can be a solution instead of a problem. Number one, you're going to have a clear purpose. And aren't you glad, church, that we're helping people every time we open the doors? We're leading them to a God who's for them and helping them discover His purpose for their life. Number two on how to stay positive is you need a promise. You need a promise. You need a Bible promise to stand on when things get tough. And things will get tough. Because here's a one-liner you don't want to forget. Here's a one-liner you don't want to forget. There's no transformation without trouble. There's no transformation without trouble. That's another way to look at trouble, because Jesus said, as long as you're in this world, be of good cheer, because there's trouble, right? And you need trouble for transformation. Now, not all trouble brings the right kind of transformation. You have to respond correctly to trouble. You have to see adversity as advancing you. You have to see your giants as promoting you. Am I helping anybody tonight? Okay? Remember, I've been up since 3 a.m., so give me some slack, okay? All right? So you guys are moving way too fast. Let's go back to number two. They're wanting to get out of here and have pizza. So need a promise. So number one, you need what? A purpose. Number one, you need what? A purpose. Do you know your purpose? Do you know your purpose? If you don't know your purpose, go through Growth Track. I can help you find your purpose. I've known my purpose for 40 years. It's a wonderful thing to know your purpose. It gives you peace. I've known the will of God for my life for 40 years, without a doubt. It's wonderful. I can help you find it. Go through Growth Track. You need to know your purpose while you're on earth. That's what we do here. That's what we do best, is help people find their purpose. Number two, you need a promise. You need a word from God. Listen very carefully. There's no transition without a word from God. There's no real transition without a word from God. There's no real transition without a word from God. You study the Bible, and whenever God was causing transition for someone to go to one place to another, it says, and the word of the Lord came to them. And the word of the Lord came to them. Pastor, I need to change. You need a word from God. Pastor, I need to know how to transition from this job to the next one. You need a word from God. I need to know how to transition from this level to the next one. You need a word from God. If you and I are going to be up in a down world, we need one promise from God can change your life forever. Romans 8:31 changed mine. What shall ye say to all these things? Romans 8:31 changed my life. What shall you say to all these things if God be for me? Who can dare be against me? That's our confession. What do you say to all the trouble, all the turmoil, all the giants, all the difficulty, all the adversity, all the heartache? What do you say to these things? If God be for me, who can dare be against? Changed my life. Changed my life. Changed my life. All you need is to know your purpose. Number two, you need a promise from God. And number three, you need the right perspective. The right perspective to stay up in a down world. We're all going through stuff tonight. We're all going through seasons tonight. We're all in a battle tonight. We all got some kind of problem tonight. But if you and I can stay positive in the problem, God will turn it around for your good. If we have the promise, all things work together for your good. Those who love God, follow His purpose for your life. You've got a promise that gives you the right perspective. This too shall pass. This too shall pass. This too shall pass. This too shall pass. Some of you are looking at me like, what's he talking about? There's a scripture in the Bible that says, this too shall pass. What's that mean, Pastor? When I face difficult times, I declare that. This too shall pass. It's just a season. This too shall pass. And my perspective is this. I'm not going to lose. I'm going to learn. I'm not going to lose. What can I learn from this? How can I get stronger from this? How can I come out better from this? This year has been better, 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 better. And you know, thanks be to God, we had that storm hit us in July, right? We got all new equipment to replace all the bad. Better, 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 better. And it's paid for. So just like tonight, how do you stay up in a down world? Number one, you need to know your purpose. Number two, you need a promise. Number three, you need the right perspective. That you're going to get through this if you just trust God, keep faith, stay positive, stand on the word, then your life will end on a positive note and not a negative note. That your latter days will be greater than your former days. That your path will get brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. That you're not going to be an average. I am not going to be an average 65-year-old decrepit old man. I'm not going to have an average old church of 36 years. I'm not going to raise up average people in the ministry of Church on the Rock. Does that make sense? Okay, so you need purpose, you need promise, you need perspective that whatever you're going through, God's going to turn it around for your good. Stand tall, stand strong, wait on the Lord, be of a good courage, be of a good courage, be of a good courage. What's that? The opposite of discourage. What's that? Positive. Right? Went to my pastor, said, Pastor, how do I be above average? He said, Dave, you need to get the book, Power of Positive Thinking. by Norman Vincent Peale. Changed my life. How did it change my life? As the team comes out, a scripture in it changed my life. When he said, Norman Vincent Peale said, 10 times in the morning, 10 times in the evening, you quote Philippians 4:13. Changed my life, changed my life, changed my life. 10 times in the morning, 10 times in the evening, you quote, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through 10 times in the morning, 10 times at night, do it for 30 days, changed my life. So we need to stay positive, to be influenced, to be contagious, to make a difference, to make our life better and those that we impact. So we need what? A clear purpose. I keep forgetting, so you got to help me. I need a clear purpose. I need a promise. I need the right perspective. And number four, you ready? I need the right people. Notice all four start with the letter P. P, 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 so you can retain it. You need the right people in your life to hold you accountable, to stay positive. And watch your confession. And love you enough to say, oop, that doesn't sound like the life God wants you to have. Brother Hagin used to say, when you talk negative, Brother Kenneth Hagin used to say, when you talk negative, you're leaking. You're leaking. What was he saying? Leaking. You're opening the door to the devil. You're leaking. You're opening the door to the devil when you talk negative. It was Kenneth E. Hagin. So you and I, we want to be witnesses. We want to make a difference. We want to change the world, right? We want to impact our family. We want to raise them for God. We want to build a strong church. We want to make a difference. Can't do it without being positive. Having a positive attitude in a negative world. Why, Pastor? This sounds like positive mental attitude. Much more than that. We're talking about we build our attitudes on the Word of God, which is the thought of God. But the thoughts of God in your mind will change your life in order to have His life He wants for you. So you got to have the right people. Got to have the right people. You got to love negative people, pray for negative people, but don't go on vacation with them. Because you'll come back negative and worn out and drained. Does that make sense? Birds of a feather. Eagles don't hang out with chickens. You know, we have this birdhouse in the back of our house, and the sparrows come and fly in out of that birdhouse. And guess what, Dan? I've never seen an eagle go where the sparrows land. I've never seen an eagle try to get into the birdhouse where the sparrows are. Are you a sparrow or are you an eagle? How's your attitude? What's it look like tonight? How's your thinking? We read tonight, we're to be thinking on the Word all night long, thinking on the Word all day long. Joshua said, when you do, everything you do will prosper, and you will succeed and prosper in all that you do. I'm for that, aren't you, church? I'm out of time. Give the Lord a praise.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.